I think I first became uncomfortable with the multiculturalism movement when in the early 1990s I began to see the superficial and self-serving ways that institutions and programs dealt with cultures other than their own, and in fact wound up making things worse by further marginalizing the exotic other. What I saw was a sort of wealthy tourist on safari mindset that at best produced an annual campus-wide event like the International Food Fest, in which international students would be asked to dress in native costume and serve their ethnic foods to lots of white students, white faculty, and their white children. The event was always proclaimed a tremendously successful event, but for whom, I began to ask. However, I went back to my classes filled nearly exclusively with white students from the upper Midwest and didn't think much more about it. My doctoral study in educational foundations and cultural studies moved me beyond the multicultural education I had previously experienced. Readings, films, and discussions focused on equity and social justice concerns. Increasingly, I began to see multiculturalism as a reified abstraction that served primarily to make white, American, Protestant, heterosexual people feel good about themselves. I read more, voiced my concerns in small trusted circles, joined a gay-straight alliance, and tried to invite more black people to dinner. Not much, obviously, but I felt better about myself.
Doug, you've said out loud what I've often thought. It's all about making those of us in power feel less guilty. And I don't think we should underestimate this. When good-hearted people feel overwhelmed by a problem and don't see any way to make a change, they do feel better when they are making even a token effort in the direction of change. I recently attended an event sponsored by the Inclusive Community Task Force at UNCG. Of course, only the most committed among the faculty and staff bothered to show up, including only one straight white male, and he left early. I know that I left the meeting at the end, feeling like there was so much to do to become the inclusive university we hope for, especially when positions and programs are being cut right and left. At this point, having enough toilets for transgendered students and enough free housing for homeless students seems especially far off. The challenges are enormous. It sometimes feels hopeless. No wonder people just want to go have fun at the International Festival and feel good again. But we can't just stop there and think we've done enough.
Although I had written a lot about gender and gender equity in dance, especially male participation, interestingly, I don't think I really understood the significance of social justice until I took on administrative responsibilities. As a faculty member, I was always too focused on teaching the students that were in my classes, not ever thinking about who wasn't in my courses, who didn't get accepted, who couldn't afford it, who didn't make the audition cut, or why. When I became a department chair, I realized that I was responsible for what my department looked like in terms of students and faculty. I began to think more about the ways in which the field, and I include myself, excludes certain people by virtue of their race, ethnicity, social class, ability, and body type. Having returned to full-time teaching, I've tried to address these issues in my dance pedagogy course. My work in that class is much of what I bring to this collaborative research with you.
I agree that being a department head for 9 years made me look differently. Although a stint in this role does not automatically attune anyone to social justice issues, I'm not always well regarded in my department when I bring up issues of equity in relation to our audition process, something I did this semester, stirring up heated discussion, not all of it favorable. And the heatedness of the discussion meant that we've still not been able to make a decision to do much of anything differently. I must admit, though, at least the issue is on everyone's radar now.